Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we continue our conversation around revenue management. Having discussed total revenue in last week's videos, today we're looking at net revenue. In this discussion we ask, is net revenue easier to achieve than total revenue? Do we know what net revenue actually means? And do hoteliers have a handle on their direct booking costs? Surely they must do by now. To share their insights and experience, we are joined again by Corinne of Juyo Analytics, Amrita of Virgin Hotels, and Jens of Pandox. And finally, we will hear a little bit about the journeys both Amrita and Jens have been on as they move towards implementing total revenue and net revenue. Really hope you enjoy the conversation.
Net revenue, is that a simpler nut to crack? Jens, you were talking about net revenue and distribution costs, and is net revenue a simpler nut to crack, and what does that actually mean?
Well, in a way, I would maybe argue that it's a little bit more complex because all of a sudden you have all of these channels to take into account, right? Because the distribution landscape for hotels is very complex, and there's so many distribution channels, and there's so many different models in terms of compensation and cost. So I wouldn't say that it's, let's say, more difficult to that it's much easier not to crack. But maybe perhaps in some way it also is, because some of those net room revenue, then you get away from this these hurdles which are more foundational,
yeah,
like with how bench. Yeah, so I think so although it is somewhat similar to there as well, I'd say they have their own, let's say, own challenges.
You're kind of in the room space though, aren't you? You're kind of
But in the long term for net room revenue, like the same things with regards to my example of sort of our business needs to be profitable. Mm-hmm. If we don't look at net total revenue in the long term, I will probably end up in bankruptcy anyway, right? So, because if we're going to be super granular and we're going to do the right thing and we're going to look at bottom line, we have to look at both. But I think, indeed.
Amrita?
I think even for net revenue, we probably need to define what is net revenue.
Go on then, over to you.
Just from a rooms aspect, you know, I think I've talked about it before, but we look at cost of acquisition. Mm-hmm. So it's not just your commissions, but it also any kind of fees that you pay for every reservation coming into your PMS or whatever else it may be, right? Mm-hmm. So again, I do that, but I do that quite manually still.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow.
So you look at all your segments, you look at all the costs attached to each segment, and then you have your cost of acquisition for the rooms aspect for it. But then do we look at payroll? Do we look at anything else that's, you know, that we are, our marketing spend that we are doing to bring that business in? Yes, on a P&L you do, because you have all the costs and then you've got profit per department. Mm-hmm. But when we're making decisions, do we really dig into those things? I don't think we do.
You know, how much did you talk about it almost as, okay, there's our booking, that's what it costs.
That's your commission.
Yeah.
But did we look at how much
staffing
digital ad spend did we have on that? Or, you know, how much manpower from sales did it take to get that? I don't think we understand that properly as yet. We are there with our commissions, we are there with our reservation fees, mm-hmm. we are there with the what I call the basic things, but not how much else is going into bringing that business in. I don't think we understand the cost fully. That's my personal view on it. But
Karen, your take on it?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part, right? Starting to list all the costs. And then if we speak to hotels and say that the starting point is the costs, that's actually as well the longest, it takes the longest of times, because January already back to the silos, costs sit with finance, revenues sit with an RM. So And then as an RM, you probably know your commission cost, so that's all right. But do you really know all the spend? So it takes quite a while for a hotel to list all those costs. Mm-hmm. And then once all those costs are listed, then comes the discussion of the allocation of the costs.
Yes.
Because you've got the very obvious one, that your direct distribution cost, your commissions, your GDS pass-through fee. But then, Arita, to your point, like your sales manager, how are you going to allocate his salary? And that leads to big discussions. And what we see even with very large organizations, those discussions are actually going on for years and years and years and prevent them from moving forward and just starting with something.
Yeah. If we forget the more, I'm going to say complex, and maybe I'm wrong, but if we forget the allocation of staff costs and all of those other bits and just focus on cost of acquisition of that booking, so it's kind of that line before we get into operating costs, do most hotels at least do that piece? Do we at least have a handle on what, if we were talking in terms of net revenue and we were talking about our net revenue per available room excluding cost of acquisition, is that an achievable number that most hotels are now doing?
I would like to think so. I would like to think that people are thinking about it and doing it. Is the majority doing it? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But the conversations I have with other revenue directors, I think they are definitely starting to look at that and doing those calculations to see what your net revenue is per booking or per segment.
Jens, from your time.
I think that the majority will probably look at channel mix or contribution and measure the success of their distribution efficiency based on how much through your brand, web, or your direct is. So because there's a, like the buzz around booking direct and direct bookings. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a lot about that, but I think that can also be a little bit misleading in the sense that yes, it's great to have a good brand web, but what did you pay for that? Or alternatively, it's great to have a good brand web direct, but how much revenue did you miss out by potentially closing out other channels? Maybe your total net revenue is lower than it could have been if you would even had other channels open. So, but I think there's a certain understand, but I would say that if you would ask the GM revenue, obviously we're special. So we know we like these things, but the average GM, I would say, will not be able to give a good, accurate number if you go and ask, like, what's your cost of acquisition?
Okay. Karen, you're nodding away there.
Yeah, I agree. It's I think commercial departments start to think about it and start thinking around channels. I think it's fair to say that the majority of hotels look at channel mix already, which is step one. But it's as well quite dangerous if you don't look at the full picture. A little bit like Jens said, we all know that booking.com or or OTAs, we know that percentage. But because it's so hard to understand what a direct booking costs us, we actually ignore it. And then we get into things like OTAs are expensive, brand web is good. Uh-huh. But is it really?
Yeah.
So it is really, really dangerous only to look at one part of the cost because the other part is complicated because you take wrong decisions.
Mm. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So what have you guys been doing then? So and Rita, Jens, I mean, you know, you've been dropping little indicators of things that you're doing within Virgin Hotels and within Pandox. What journeys have you guys been on in terms of either moving towards total or net revenue? What can you share with us around that side? Either
I'll start on departments. So I think you know, in general, I think it's good to have a commercial role that overlooks revenue, sales, and marketing, because then you make the right decisions. Unfortunately, we're still not there yet. in some hotels you have it already, some not so much. Some totally look at commercial departments very differently than I'd like to look at them. But I think we are very fortunate here at Virgin anyway, that we have, you know, marketing, sales, and myself, we work very well together. Mm-hmm. And that also sometimes doesn't happen because, you know, sales is fighting their targets and their KPIs, and revenue wants something else, and there's tension between the two departments. I have to say, we are very lucky at the space I'm right now. We are very lucky that us three work very well together. But I would say that's not always the case. So again, if you have a commercial manager or director that's overlooking all three, and then you have a strategy that's going towards the total revenue management, I think that would be a good start in terms of team and leadership portion of it. And then it goes back to technology, right? As we've been talking, like, we've got great RMS systems. We've got everything we need. Cost of acquisition, I'm still doing it on Excel spreadsheets. but I'm doing it. And I think even myself, like, I've been in revenue for 10 years. I can't say that 10 years ago I was doing it. I wasn't,
yeah.
You know? And I'm doing it now because awareness is there. But, you know, as Karen, you said, like, we don't know what's the direct cost. I don't know what's the direct cost. You know, so just blindly saying direct is best and OTAs are the enemy, it's very wrong. And I think to understand all of that, we need the data behind it, and we need technologies that can give us this data. And then, you know, the GMs might have a better awareness of how it all flows together and how we
and
get
the value of it.
Different and the value of it.
Yeah. Jens, from your side, what kind of steps, what kind of journey have you guys been on?
Yeah, so we've actually been on a pretty long journey. So, first of all, I'm very fortunate to work for a company that first of all has a, let's say by definition, the hotel owner cares about the bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. And they were also very willing to invest in this project because they understand how important that is to control. So our journey, or let's say my journey with Distribution Ghost, started already back in 2016. And as of today, we have almost 7 years worth of good, solid net RevPAR data. So, which I think very few companies actually have. We have a solid amount, both in detail and understanding within the portfolio. So what for us pretty much it started off the same way as Amrita is doing. It's an Excel exercise. There was no real other way to do it, and the first step. Was which we discussed a little bit, was pretty much to sit down with finance and with rooms and together with pretty much all departments and look at the P&L and say, okay, what are my actual costs here? So it was a big job to group costs so that we could identify them easily. And then could also then use them for reporting purposes. So there's a lot about going kind of through all the accounts and say, okay, this is a cost and this belongs to that and so forth. So I think that was one of the big jobs, which is pretty much done once. Once you have that set up, you're pretty much good to go. And of course, it's essential to have that set up in all the properties that you're looking after, because if there's something that doesn't make sense, let's take an example. If you you might put all your agency commission in rooms, and some might put it in admin, and that of course is going to make a huge difference on your calculation. So I think that the real first step was to do that, and then hands on. We started working on Excel. We started getting just collecting data. A lot of the work was to communicate what we were doing and what these KPIs are throughout the organization. So, I mean, ideally, RevPAR is now the definition of KPIs, right? But what we want is that net RevPAR is that KPI.
Yeah.
So you could probably ask most people in a hotel what RevPAR is, but net RevPAR they would get confused by. And our goal is that we can ask anybody, and they can understand, like on a high level, when we talk about net revenue, what do we mean by that? And it has shown that if even to the extent to say that if operations in front office don't understand that this is what we're focusing on, you know, that will have a negative impact, and that will then spread. Because if a front office line staff will tell the customer, you know, to book through booking.com instead of putting it into the system, if they don't understand the concept of why we don't do that and why we're actually focusing, because they might say, well, the revenue is the same, right? Like, why does it matter? It's just like a very simple example, but it still happens, right? Yeah. So that's why the methodology and how we think about it needs to be very clearly communicated.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Corinne, Amrita and Jens for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.